Ijare community is an agrarian town in the federal local government area of Ondo State, popularly known for planting kola nut in large commercial quantity, and there is no record of conflict between local farmers and herdsmen in the area. However, the mysterious killing of 36 cows at a sacred mountain of Okiowa by thunderbolt last Saturday night has turned the community to a tourist center as people from different locations stormed the scene for several hours to ascertain the incident. Despite the long journey from the main Ijare town to the top of Okiowa, many except non-virgin women still went through the stress. When regional Nigerian team of reporters visited the scene on Monday, 3 days after the incident, it was observed that bodies of the dead cows had started decomposing as nobody could touch them due to a Yoruba tradition that forbid touching of anybody or animal killed by thunderstorm. According to the traditional ruler of the town, the Olujare of Ijare, Oba Adebamigbe Oluwagbemigun, who spoke through the community's prime minister, High Chief Sapetu Wemimo Olaniran, only the monarch, some chiefs and virgin can visit the sacred places on Okiowa.
To some individuals who desecrated the land in the past, they did witness this kind of thunderbolt attack. Human beings, when you desecrate any part of Ijare, particularly the sacred places where cattle died, that is the place we call Owa, normally visited once in a year by the Olujare. The innermost part of the cave is where he stays for a day when he goes into seclusion, performing some traditional rites there. So no individual is allowed to go to that place.
Also, another community leader, the Agbajo of Ijare, High Chief Ido Awe, told Radio Nigeria at the palace of Olujare that traditional rites for the cows were being performed by some traditionalists.
Anything that thunder came, nobody can touch it. It will destroy there.
While about to climb the Okiowa, the Radio Nigerian team met a 77-year-old woman, Mrs. Koshimani Akinro, who spoke in Ijare dialect, warned that more cows might still die mysteriously if they failed to vacate sacred places in the town. The national president of Ijare Student Union, Abraham Ajidan, summarized what Mrs. Akinro said in English language.
Only Kabiyesi that have the authority to go there. Even if she's followed him to that place, there is a limit for them that they will stop. There are still traditions, so it will serve as a warning.
Reacting to the incident, the chairman of Mietiala Cattle Breeders in Ondo State, Alhaji Bello Garba, described the incident as an act of God.
You think it will happen if you're not God? Because me, I'm Muslim. I know anything will happen if you got it, no go. If you're not posting, say, no go feed one. I go beg us. Everybody make everything for God.
On the environmental hazard posed to the area, the caretaker chairman of the federal local government, Mr. Alex Oladimeji, confirmed that government health officials were being deployed to the scene for fumigation to prevent epidemic.
I've already mobilized the environmental department. There is supposed to be a kind of fumigation. They're supposed to add chemical.
The killing of 36 cows by thunderbolt will surely be a topical issue at Ijare community and other parts of the country for many months to come. From Ijare in the federal local government area of Ondo State, Leke Adegbite, Radio Nigeria.